Are you so excited about the presidential campaign you can't wait for the polls to open on November 4? Well, in 34 states, you don't have to. Voters in those states can cast their ballots before Election Day. Paul Gronke joins us from Portland, Oregon. He's director of the Early Voting Information Center and a consultant for the Pew Center on the states. Mr. Gronke, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here, Scott.
A lot of people vote early?
Yes. We expect this year as much as one-third of the electorate will be casting their ballots prior to Election Day. That's more than double what we saw in the 2000 election.
And what are some of the reasons?
Well, there's many reasons why people may want to cast a vote early. If you look at the kind of people that cast these early ballots, they tend to be older, better educated, a bit more ideological. And these are people, for all the coverage we're going to have over the campaign for the next 2 weeks, are people that have made up their mind and they may have busy lives and it's inconvenient for them to vote on the Tuesday.
Yeah. And so this is different between, let's say, absentee voting by mail for people who had reason to think that they would be traveling or otherwise unavailable.
Well, that's right. I mean, absentee balloting goes all the way back to the Civil War, the 1864 election, when we needed to give soldiers the opportunity to vote. And that's what most people think of when they think of early voting, is requesting that ballot, getting it in the mail and returning it. Mm-hmm. And that's still what we have predominantly, but many states allow people to give no excuse at all. And then alternatively, many states have allowed voters to show up early, very much like on Election Day. You see a poll worker, you see a government official, and then you cast a ballot on a machine, just like in the precinct, but you're doing it early.
And the whole idea was to increase voter participation, wasn't it?
That's right. That was the intention. I think there's a more quiet intention, and that is to make things a little bit easier on Election Day. You know, last couple of elections, we've had a couple very serious crises in many ways on Election Day that have really shaken voter confidence. And election administrators like early voting because it reduces the pressure on the voters, you know, the lines, and it just makes things go easier on Election Day.
Mr. Gronke, do you think this changes the nature of campaigns, the way they pace themselves, how they and when they present their message?
Well, I think it does. I mean, if you look around at the states that have high levels of early voting, it's a number of Western states. Many of these are battlegrounds: New Mexico, Nevada, Colorado. In the East, you can look at Florida, North Carolina, Ohio. And you look in these states and you'll see the big rallies, the big get-out-the-vote efforts, the mobilization of all the volunteers, the phone banks. That's all starting this weekend. My own state of Oregon, we're seeing all of these kinds of rallies starting this weekend because our ballots have hit the mail and they're going to be in our mailbox potentially today or on Monday.
And, of course, campaigns like people to vote early because, at least for them, because that they can't change their mind if something
happens. That's right, Scott. You know, we're all on a big list somewhere, and we know who has that list, and it's the two campaigns. I mean, they have a long, long list of voters and their voter history. It is a public record whether you've cast a ballot or not. Not, of course, how you cast your ballot, but whether you voted or not is a public record. And they assemble all of these lists, and they assemble whether you voted early in the past or not. And they give you a call, they check Scott's name off the list, and then you know what, Scott? They're not going to call you anymore.
Mm. Well, that for some people, that's motivation enough, I suppose.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Paul Gronke is a professor of political science at Reed College in Portland, Oregon, a director of the Early Voting Information Center. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.